Okay, today Daf Yud. We're on the bottom of Tesim Beis by the Tana Rabbanan. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. We'll end at a brisa. The Gemara now is going to discuss different chumras of each of the avos. Not necessarily exhaustive. Just here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Chomer b'shar mi b'bar. In some ways, shar is more machmir than bar. Chomer b'bar mi b'shar. But in other ways, bar has chumras that shar does not have. Chomer b'shar mi b'bar. Shar is more machmir than bar. Why? Shahashar mashalim et ha-kofer. Shar pays kofer. If a shar kills a person, the owner of that shar does not get put to death. He didn't kill the man. He doesn't go to Ari Miklat. What happens? The owner has to pay kofer. It's a value of the mace, of the nifter. The chayav b'shoshan shel eved. If you kill an eved, you pay 30 shekel. If an ox kills an eved, your ox, you pay 30 shekel. Whether the eved was an Olympian or whether he was 100 years old, doesn't make a difference. It's a set price. Right? Nigmar dino. If the gmar din was already decided that this ox did some damage, asr bahana. That ox is asr bahana. You're not allowed to sell that ox. You're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to shecht it. The darko leilu hulahazik. Right? And it moves. Masha'en came b'bor. None of that applies by bor. Chomor b'bor mi b'shar. In some ways, bor is more machmir. Why? Shahabar tchilas asiyaso l'nezek. A bor, the minute you dig that pit, it right away is potential for damage. An ox in the barn doesn't have potential for damage. Not the same kind of way, anyway. It's much more readily susceptible to cause damage. Umuad mitchilaso. It's a muad right away. Masha'en came b'bshar. None of that is true by shar. Next. Chomer b'shar mi b'ish. Shar is more machmer than ish. Why? And also, chomer b'ish mi b'shar. And in some ways, ish is more machmer. Chomer b'shar mi b'ish. In some ways, shar is more machmer than ish. Why? Shahashar mashal and kofer. Again, a shar pays kofer. The chayev b'shloshim shal eved. And your chayev in 30 shekel if you kill an eved. Again, same things. Nigmar dino, if the gmar din is sealed on this shore, right? Asr bahana. It's asr bahana. Right? You're not allowed to shech that shore. You're not allowed to benefit from it. Asr bahana. Even if it didn't get mithi yet. Masru l'cherishot of a cotton. If you give it to a cherishot of a cotton, chayiv. You're chayiv. If you have a 6-year-old boy, go watch that ox and the damage happens. You're chayiv for that. Masha en came be'esh. We said esh is not true. Look at the top Rashi. Masha en came be'esh. Esh lo chayev ba sreifas adam. Right? Esh, you're not chayev, you burn somebody. Keep on going. Shahay lo levroach. Because the guy could have ran away. Could have run away. The guy could have run away. So if you burn somebody, you torch somebody, you're not chayev esh. The guy could have run away. The im kapos who? What if he was tied up and he cannot run away? Hamavir chayiv misa. You chayiv misa. Right? That's called reticha. Right?
That's really adam. Really
the kimle midravamine. You don't pay kofer, says Rashi, if you're going to be put to death. Right? Does that Rashi make sense? Five kashas on that Rashi. Five? Four kashas on that Rashi. First of all, there's a machlokas on somewhere else. Later on in the Masechta. I forgot where it is. There's a machlokas. Why you chayiv for Eish? Is it because it's your money or because it's your arrow?
It's your kocho,
right? I with the fire. So what Rashi's talking about is only true if it's your arrow. If you hold it to your money, why can't you pay kofar? Why don't you pay kofar for ish? That's question number one. Question number two, it's on Chav Gimel, I'm sorry, that we're going to learn later on Chav Gimel, even if you hold it to your arrow, let's say you light a fire over here, and there's a wall over there. And the wall happens to come down unrelated to the fire. The wall comes down for unrelated reasons. It happens to come down. Someone knocks it down right as the ash. You're not chayav for that. You're not chayav for that. Why are you not chayav for that? It's a din by ash. You're not chayav for that. So then why can't you make over? Why can't you make over for that? That's what she's talking about. Question number three. We don't say kamalei b'derabimine where the maisa is the same exact maisa. In other words, when do we say kamalei b'derabimine? I shoot an arrow at you, and I kill you, and I rip your shirt in the same moment. I have done two separate things. One, I rip the shirt, and two, there's a death. Right? So when I rip your shirt, and it's Shabbos, by the way, it's Shabbos. I rip your shirt, and it's a death. So I have to pay you for the shirt, or I rip the shirt on Shabbos. I don't have to pay for the shirt? The answer is no. You're going to get misa for the death. Right? Kimei d'rabbanan, you only get the worst punishment. Here, what do you do? It's one death. Who said that's kimei d'rabbanan? Who said that? He didn't do two things. He did one thing. It's a machlokas, by the way. If you can even, if Rashi must hold that there is such a thing as kimei d'rabbanan, even when you do one misa. That's a big chiddush. Everyone argues on him. And the last question is your question. We're trying to find the coolers of Aish. This has nothing to do with Aish. This is Adam. Right? That's your question. Right? So for all those reasons, Rashi is very difficult. Rashi is very difficult. Well, but puzzled.
The other situation is Aish is only when you set something that would be great, it's readily good, it's fine.
Right.
It then gets out of control.
Right. Right. So let's say it gets out of control and someone dies.
Once it gets out of control.
And someone dies. So are you considered a chayiv misa for that? Rashi says, right? Right? Rashi says no, because he could have run away. What if he was tied up? He had no room to go. Are you chayiv misa for that? Rashi says yes. You're a murderer.
It has
nothing to do with Aish. That's the kash, nothing to do with Aish. It's a separate thing. We'll talk Hilchas Adam. Are you chai for that? I don't know. Like you said, you didn't foresee it. Maybe not, right? Maybe it's a shogi. You have to learn Armiklot. It could be. I'm not saying that. You have to learn Hilchas Adam.
You're shogoring somebody.
Right. But that's not, no. If you're shogoring someone, you're not chai. You're not chai for that. You're not chai for that.
Why not?
Because it's not you. It's not your action. This is different. It's ancient different. Also, the Bechlokas. It's ancient because if it's an arrow of yours. Sometimes if you shoot an arrow and someone gets killed, you can't say, I didn't do it, the arrow did. Everyone agrees that you can't say that.
But that's not
how Aish works. Because the Machlokas is how Aish works. That's the Machlokas about that. Some say it works just like a gun. You shoot a gun, it's your chayiv. You shoot an Aish, your chayiv. Some say, no, it's like an ox. An ox kills somebody, you're not chayiv. So to the Aish, there's a Machlokas about that. So Rashi's taking sides?
Maybe.
Okay, so maybe he is. But the Gemara seems to be saying it's according to everybody. Right? This is a Braisa. It's older than Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish. So, Rashi is very schwer. And the bottom line is, and if the guy's tied up and you do it on purpose, that's for sure Adam. That's no different than a gun. Nobody.
You know it's intentionally going to do that.
Right.
You know it's going to do that. Right. I set a fire up for cooking.
Right.
And all of a sudden, the back of the oven cracks out and just goes
out. Right, so let's look at the Rashi again. Eish lo chayiv b'sreifas Adam. Eish not chayiv for sreifas if you kill somebody. Why not? Shailo Rach, the guy should have ran away. No, should have run away. Does it mention anything about Kavana? No Kavana here.
The excuse is the problem.
Right. But then, what about him kapos? What if he's tied up? Hamav or Chayiv? Chayiv. Right? Chayiv Misa. Rashi says, Chayiv Misa. Kimo Ravine. We don't make over because someone died. Someone, Adamud Lolam. Such a thing as killing somebody by accident. Such a thing as our Miklot. Right? So you have to. It's not Rashi, not an easy Rashi. Okay. Next. Fine. Chomer be'esh mi b'shar. Esh is worse than shar. Why is esh worse than shar? She'esh mu edes mitzchilaso. Esh is a mood right away. Masha'en came b'shar, not true by shar. Says Rashi in the bottom line. Kol shar diktani hacha keren kamairi. Velo shein v'regel. All the shar that we're discussing here is keren. Which is not a mood right away, unlike Shane and Regal. Just a question. Why did Rashi wait till here to say that? Why didn't he say it back on the base when we started this Gemara? I don't know. Rashi waits for here to tell you that. Next. Chamar be'esh mi b'bor. Esh is worse than bor. Why is esh worse than bor? The chamar bor be'esh. In some ways, bor is worse than esh. Chamar bor be'esh. Bor is worse than esh. The minute you dig that pit, right away there's problems. Matzah lecherishot of a katan, if you give it to a cherishot of a katan, you're chayiv, you're chayiv. Masha en kein be'esh. Those things won't apply by esh. Chamer be'esh mi'bebar, but in some ways esh is worse. Why? She'esh darka le'elof ha'lahadik. Esh moves. Umu edez lechel ben davar ha'royla ben davar she'en royla. And it will destroy whatever's royal for it and whatever's not royal for it. The esh doesn't care. Masha en kein be'bar. Which is not true by bar. What does that mean? Bar is not chayiv for kelim and adam. If an adam or a keli fall in and the adam dies and the keli gets broken, the bar is putter for that. Unlike esh. So esh destroys no matter what. Bar is very particular. Okay? Now, the Gemara asks, Velisti, why didn't you mention the following? Chamar shar mi bar. Shar is worse than bar. Shashar chay boas ha-kelim. Shar is chay for kelim. Masha ein came bar, which is not true by bar. Bar is not chay for kelim. So the Gemara answers, Hamani Rabbi Yehuda he. This whole Bryce is Rabbi Yehuda. The mechayev on litzke kelim bebar. He does make you chayev on kelim. Right, we learned this already. Rabbi Yehuda has a unique shita. We always learn that Rashi and Pashim Mishpatim, right? Shar velo adam, chamar velo kelim. Rabbi Yehuda argued on that Rashi. He argued on that memra, and he held you are chayev for kelim. So that's why it's not on the list. Ihachi, wait a minute. E Rabbi Yehuda, Ema Seifa. What about the following? The Bryce continues and says, chamar eish be bebar. Eish is worse than bar. Sha'esh darkal elchu lahazek, because eish moves. Umuad leechal davar haroyla davar she'ein royla. And eish destroys everything. Whether it's roy or whether it's not. What does it mean? What's roy and what's not roy? Ma she'ein came a bar, which is not true by bar. So davar haroyla ma'iniyu. What's something that's appropriate for eish to burn? Eitzim, wood. And davar she'ein royla. What's something that's not appropriate? Ma'iniyu. Kalim. Masha ain't came by bar, which is not true by bar. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, if this whole price was authored by Rabbi Yehuda, how am I to mechayev? Why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't get kelim by bar? Rabbi Yehuda just said yechayev for kelim. It can't be Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, "El olam rabbanon, it's the rabbanon, v'tana v'shayer." And this is not an exhaustive list. We're not giving you every single case under the sun with his homers and kulas. No, we left things out. Now we have a principle that there will never be a price that leaves only one thing out. Because if you're leaving one thing out, you might as well say it already. If you're leaving 12 things out, I understand. But if you're leaving only one thing out, they would never leave only one thing out. So my shayer, the high shayer, what else is left out? Shayer tamon, hidden things are left out. The halacha is that eish is potter on something hidden. So for example, if a house burns down, and there's a treasure there, and it was hidden, you potter on that treasure. You chayev on the house, but you potter on the treasure. Why? There's a kasav. But let's say a guy falls into the a guy or kalim or tvua Rashi says falls in and in the sack there was hidden treasure. You chayiv for that in a bar. There's no heter for tamun by a bar, only by eish. That's not in these cases. What's more machmir? Bar is more machmir because bar is chayiv on tamun. Eish is not. That's not on the list. That's also left out. Ibai same or can give you a different answer. Lola Rabbi Yehuda, really to Rabbi Yehuda. V'davar she'ein royla. And what when we said something what's not fit for it, eish will burn even though it's not fit for it. Lav lasuya kalim doesn't mean kalim. El lasu, you know what it means? Lichacho nero v'sichzicha avanov. If it destroyed your kalim, if it destroyed your field or singed your stone, that's not a normal. The ash doesn't really burn stone. What it'll do? It'll singe it. It'll blacken it. Same thing with a field. Ace can't burn a field. What will it do to the field? It'll little ruining. It's not going to burn it down like it burns down wood. And therefore what? And Masha Ein came what? That by bar. Look at Rashi. The Rashi is in a different place. The Rashi is, it's right like a few lines below, Dosh Beniro. See the Rashi, Dosh Beniro? Rashi says, She'im Dosh Hashar Beniro, Umiskavin Lakach. Keep on reading. Shahare Hashivar Mulod and Badisha told to the Karen. Keep on going. Masha'in came by bar. Not true by bar. Delo Shayach Bahezek Karka. Bar is not Shayach. It's not Shayach for a bar to destroy land. It's not Shayach. Only an Ish could do that, or a shark could do that. A shark could trample your crops. How can a bar be Mazik land? Right? That's what the Brisa means. If bar, Ish is worse than bar. Right? Eish will destroy karka. Bor will not destroy karka. Right? Even though it's not metziously possible for bor to destroy karka. Bor destroy karka. Bor is in the karka. Right? Putting that aside, but that you have a chumra of eish over bor. Okay? Next. Maskeflor Ravashi, Lithni Chamor Bishar Mibibar, say that Shar was worse than Bar. Shashar Chayevbo, Shashar Chayevbo Shar Psuli Hamukdashin. A Shar is Chayev. Let's say you donate an animal to the Beit HaMikdash. And then what happens? And it gets a mum. Or it gets a psul. So now what happens? It's not going to the Beit HaMikdash anymore. But the halacha is, since it was once a carbon, it was once going to be a carbon, you have to treat it special. You're not allowed to take it to the market and sell it like the other animals, like on the scale. You can't, might not be able to shear it really. A lot of chumras that apply to it, it's not a carbon anymore. But it was once a carbon. So you have to treat it like special. So what if such an animal does damage? You're going to be chayiv for that animal. It's not really carbon, it's not really hektish anymore. Only if it's a hektish animal, you putter. It's not really hektish anymore. Really, you took it back. You can't treat it with bizyonos, but you took it back. So it's a big chumra. It's a big chumra. Masha ain't came bar. Now, it doesn't apply by bar. Again, it can't apply by bar, but it doesn't apply by bar. If the Rabbanan authored this brisa, good. I did the shayir hach. Yeah, it's also left off the list. Right, we're leaving things off. Ella, Iyamarta Yehuda, my shire, the high shire. What else is left off the list? If that's not on the list. So we said, shire, dash, pediro, which we left off the list, trampling the fields, which as Rashi pointed out, there's no such thing as trampling fields by karka. It's impossible. E, mishum, dash, pediro, if that's what's left off the list, lav shiurhu. That's not an additional thing. The hatana, shekein darko lelehu lahazik. That's part of being able to move. Part of a kshar that has the ability to move is going to damage fields. A bar can't move. That's not an extra thing left off the list. It's the same thing. Right? What is a chumra of a shar? It can move. What is a chumra of a shar? It can trample crops. It's the same thing. So that would not be a good thing on the list. Fine. By the way, just as a big aside, the Torah is over here, Shashar Chayev Opsul HaMakdashin, he mentions in passing that the hair of a shar, the hair of a dead shar, the seyar, might not, it's not usser. When we say that the things become usser b'hana, not the hair, which led many gedolim years ago to question whether or not you could use the hair of a mace for a shetel. Because you're not allowed to have enough of a mace either. It's a big bazillion. So what about, but the Tosa says it's not a problem by hair. So it led to a whole, the Ram Shik, it's a whole halacha discussion. Okay.
The hide and down.
What? Yeah, must be, yeah. Okay, next. Here's where the action is today. Hechsharti b'miksas nizko. The Mishnah said that there's a case where there's a hechsher, a preparation of a nezek, a preparation of a damage, and you're chayav of the whole damage. And Michael said yesterday, what does that mean? The Gemara will say. Here the Gemara is going to say. What does that mean? Someone does a preparation of damage, and then someone else is chayav 100%. What's that? Tana Rabbanan, Hechsharti miksas nizko, if someone prepares part of the nezek, chavti b'tashlumi nizko kehechshar kol nizko. I'm chayav 100%. Kate said, what's the case? It's very good, very simple. Hachofer bor tisha. Somebody digs a pit of nine. Somebody prepared nine tvachim for me. He dug a pit of nine. There's an assumption that nine tefach pit does not have the potential for misa. And if somebody does fall in that pit and die, you're not chayiv. Why? That's a freak accident. A 9 tefach pit does not cause a misa. Only a 10 tefach pit causes a misa. Therefore, chofer bar tisha, if somebody digs a 9 tefach pit, uba achar v'hashlimu la'asara, somebody else comes along and makes it into 10, all he did was dig 1 tefach. So what do you want from me? I only dug 1 tefach. No! Ha'achron chayiv. The last guy who dug it is 100% chayiv. There's the Mishnah's case. Somebody prepared the hezek. Somebody prepared the job. Did 9 out of 10. Guy comes along and finishes it up. Second guy is 100% liable. Okay? Now, udelo k'rebi. This is not like Rebbe. Why? The Tanya. Because Rebbe has a little bit... We all know that halacha. Now, Rebbe has a slightly different version, which we're going to say, we don't hold like Rebbe. The Tanya, Rebbe holds a chofer bar tisha. If you dig a pit of 9, uba achar v'hashlimo, and somebody else comes along that makes it 10, la sara makes it into 10, achron chayev. The last person's chayev. That's the sheet that we all know. Rebbe Omer, it depends. Achron chayev l'misa. If there's a misa, then I agree with you. But achar shnehem l'nezakin. But if the guy falls in and does not die, then they split it. Okay, we don't hold like that either. So Rav Papa Amar Lamisa v'divrei Hakol. Our Mishnah, to our bride, our case is talking about our Mishnah talking about Misa, and therefore it's everyone could agree with it. It could the army someone have the version as follows. Leimo delo Rebbe. Should we say that our Mishnah doesn't go like Rebbe? Amar Rav Papa, no, it does go like Rebbe. Lamisa v'divrei Hakol. There's Misa according to everybody.
50-50?
What? According to Rebbe, only by Nezikin.
Right.
Misa, everyone agrees, second guy. 50-50. Yes. Here we go. Maskeflor of Zera. Rav Zera asks the following question. The Suleka? There's nothing else, there's no other cases out there that you could find that will have somebody's preparing the Nezik and then someone else does the full Nezik? I have a case. For Ika, what about the following? Masar Shara L'chamisha B'nei Adam. I give my Shara to five people. Five people watch my Shara. Upashabo echad mehem, and one of them does pshia, one of them was very careless, the hizik, and the shor did damage. Chayev, only the guy number five is going to be chayev. Has such a case? So Gemara says, yeah, let's analyze. Hey chidami, what's that case? Ilema bedalav ihu. If without this guy lo havim mintar. If without this guy, there would have been no Shmira. In other words, it all hinged on him. So Pshita. Of course he's Chayev. I don't need a member for that. The Ihu Ka'avit, he did the whole thing. It's all his fault. Ella, the other way around, the Belav Ihu Nami Mintar. Without him, it would have been watched anyway. Right? Then Mike Avit, what did he do? That's not a case. That's not a case. We're trying to find a case where one person does A, one person does B, and only B is Chayev. We don't have to, that's not the case.
What does this mean? It means that there are five people, and either all of them were in an integral part of the Shmira, or just any one of the five of them could have done it at any time.
No, so we're assuming all of them. So just because one guy was careless, either it was all on his shoulders, or it was not on his shoulders. So what's the case?
That could be all on his shoulders.
And the other four said, we're leaving now, it's all on you.
It was shift,
right. So it's all him, either it's all him, or it's not all him. So that's not the case. Ella, so good. That's not a case. That's not a case. By the way, that what we just mentioned was not. That's not a brisa. That's not a memra. It was a svara of Rav Zera. Rav Zera thought I have Rav Zera. Yeah, Rav Zera. I have a svara, which is going to become key on a midbase. Mask of Lord of Sheshet. I have another svara. I can find another case. Again, it's not a memra. There's no brisa here. Just a svara of Rav Sheshet. For Ika, Marbe Bechavila. I have a case. I think there's a fire raging. Reuven started a fire, and now Shimon goes ahead and adds firewood. That's a good case, right? Reuven started the fire, but now Shimon added firewood, made it much worse. Says the Gemara, oh yeah, hechi dami. What's the case? E delav ihu lo azla. If without Shimon the fire would have died, it would have died out. Pshita, of course. Shimon is chayef for everything. Shimon basically started the fire himself. He got a Elo no debalavi uazla. It would have gone anyway. Then Micah oven. Then what did Shimon do? There's a year of firewood in that fire. That fire can rage forever. What did he do? He added some firewood. He didn't do anything. Again. Rashi says, see the first skinny line? Big machloket, Rashi and Tosos. Micah oven, the eno chayef klum. Shimon's not chayev at all. Tosfos says, look at the Tosfos. The kula shmaitin, all these cases. Tzarech lomar, Maika Ovid, Tvei Meachwini, V'yishalim kol echon chelko. Split it up. The ain lomar liftor. You can't say I'm potter. Right? So you're splitting it. You still contributed. The only thing is, you didn't do it 100%. So therefore, you're not going to be chayev 100%. Did you contribute? Of course. Big machalbis, Rashi and Tosfos. Maskeflor of Papa. Rav Papa asks, I v'ha'ika ha'detanya. Now we have a brisa. Ready for this brisa? This is actually, the Be'iri says, this is not really, okay, we'll say the brisa first. Hey, she'ashvol safsalechad, five people sitting on a bench. V'lo shavruhu, and the bench does not break. Uba achar, uba echad, a guy comes along. The yeshev alav, he sits on the bench. V'shavro, and the bench breaks. Ha'achron chayev. Only number five is chayev. That's the case. Four people are making the bench weaker. Now, fifth guy comes along, sits on the bench. The four of them did 90%. Only the fifth guy's chayev. Vamer of Papa, Kigon Papa Barava. For example, who's the guy number five? Papa Barava. Who's Papa Barava? Rashi says, Shahaya Bal Basar. He was Bal Basar. So the Bal Basar comes So the fat guy comes. I don't call him Papa Barabba, a fat guy, but he's a balbasar. He comes and sits on the bench. He breaks the bench. And what happens? Only he's chayev. Okay? Why was it necessary for us to know that Papa Bar Abba was a balbasar? Why did a papa have to come along and say, for example, I'll tell you who it is, a fat guy? What if it wasn't a fat guy? A regular guy, come. How many people can a bench hold? It's a limit to how many people a bench can hold. So why do I need to know that he was a fat guy? What's the purpose of that? By the way, we're going to change. This halacha is going to change. We're going to say, you know, let's read it, then we'll talk about it. So now Gemara says, wait a minute, hechidami. What's the case? Ilema debalav ihu lo itbar. If without him, the bench never would have broken, pshita, then of course he's chayev. He broke the bench. Ela what? Debalav ihu nami itbar. Would have broken anyway. So then my kavod, what did he do? So that's not a case of somebody doing most of the work and only the last guy being chayev, like a bor. So far, we're all left with bar. Okay? Now, the Gemara asks the following question. Sof, masnisa hechi mitarza. The bottom line is, how do you explain that brisa? We didn't ask this before by the row adding firewood and adding the case of the shor, five people, because those are svaris. And I thought of, I have another case. Those are svaris, so we don't care what those svaris are disproven. This is a brisa. So how do you explain this brisa? Why should the last guy be chayev? Right, the Brisa said the last guy is chayev. Why should he be chayev? Either he did it all, or he shared it. So the Gemara says, no. Lo tzricha, the case is as follows. The belav ihu havi mitbar, betray shay. Without him, it would have broken in 2 hours. V'hashta itbar b'chadashah. Now that he sat there, broke in 1 hour. So v'amri lay, the other four sitting on the bench, say to number five, iles at havi yasvinan, if you would not have sat down, we would have sat for 5 more minutes. We would have gotten home. The bus would have come. We would have gotten on the bus, and we would have gone home. So really, it's all your fault, right? So the Gemara says, "What are you talking about? V'leim alahu, this fat person can say to the other four, ilav atun bididi. If not for you four, lo havi mitbar. It wouldn't have broken. There's no shayla you contributed." So the Gemara says, "No. Lo tzricha. You know what the bottom line is? Dibahade disamach bahu." Tavar. No, he was leaning on them. So they couldn't get up. Therefore, he was leaning, he was exerting his body weight on them. They couldn't get up. And therefore, only he's chayev. So the Gemara says, pshita. Isn't that pashit? So the Gemara says, well, I would have thought, kocholav kegufo dami. Your koach is not like your guf. The Chazanish says, I have no idea why we need to know that. We know that already. If you shoot an arrow, it's your guf. Certainly, if you're sitting on somebody, it's your guf. But that's what the Gemara says. Kamash malon dekocha kegufo dami. Your koach is like your guf. V'chol hecha degufo tavar. And if your guf will break something, kocha nami tavar. Your koach will break something. That's the end of the Gemara. Okay. So why do we need to know that he was now that we said that? Why do we need to know that he was a balbasa? Who cares?
Maybe the normal derech would have been fat.
What do you mean the normal? If he wouldn't have been fat. Oh, so says the Rashbam as follows. The Rashbam, Tosfos quotes the Rashbam. Tosfos is a Amud Aleph. Didn't fit in the base, he put in Amud Aleph. The printer did that. Tosfos says as follows. The Rashbam says as follows. You know why the guy had to be fat? Do you know why the guy had to be fat? Because if it would have been regular people, you would have been putter. Why? Because that's what a bench is made for. A bench is made to sit. If a bench breaks and you're all sitting on it, you're all putter. Why? Mesa Machmas Malacha.
Yeah.
We're going to get to the Mach and the 1 minute. Rav Zilberstein has the case with the elevator. 1 minute. It's Mesa Machmas Malacha. It's Mesa Machmas Malacha. The bench broke on its own. That's what a bench is good for. It broke. That's what life has. It broke. But he's a balbasar. That's not Mesa Machmas Malacha. You should not. I can't sit on such a bench. I'm very overweight. And if I sit on that bench, that's not Mesa Machmas Malacha. That's why we needed to know that he was a balbasar.
That was a fat guy's thing. You
saw
him with your
Who said they're all fat?
But how is that different than a ladder? You have a ladder with a 200-pound radius.
Ain't a chanami. It's not different. It's no different. Ain't a chanami. It's no different.
Same exact thing.
That's why we needed to know he's a balbasar. Because only in such a case would he be potter. Otherwise, what about the other four? They're sitting on a bench like regular people. That's what a bench is made for. Okay?
What?
It
says here in Oscar, all of them were heavy.
All of them are heavy? Okay, fine. 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 The Rabbeinu Tam argues. By the way, the Rabbeinu Tam argues, and he says as follows. The Rabbeinu Tam argues and says, no, even the four people sitting on the bench have to pay. Not just the fat guy. Even the four people have to pay. Why? Because there's no such thing as why, he says, that why do we need to know that Papa Bar Abba was a Baal Basar? Because he wouldn't let them get up. So it's just a mitzvah. It happens to be he was a very strong guy, big fat guy comes over, he wouldn't let the four of them want to get up. They hear it's breaking. They hear the bench is breaking. So let's get up. This guy's not letting us. He's so huge. That's the only reason we needed to know he's a Baal Basar. Rabbeinu Tam argues and said, this is not a case of Mesa Mas Malacha. All of you would be Chayiv. And the only reason he's a Baal Basar is because it's just an example of somebody who you couldn't get up. You couldn't get up. That's the Rashbam, and that's the Rabbeinu Tam. Says the Rosh. Says the Rosh. Right? The Rosh says that the Rabbeinu Tam is very difficult. The Rabbeinu Tam is very difficult. Very difficult shita. And Right. It would be pashut. You don't need a fat guy for that. Anybody, you know, if you're gonna get up, good, you're gonna be putter. And if you're sitting there, if you can't get up, what's the difference if he's a balbasa or not? If he's not letting you get up, you're gonna be putter. So it's a machlokas. Okay? Now, it's a machlokas. Just as you know, the Meiri says that Rav Papa said it only as a joke, like bididichusa, just to be humorous, to say that, but we all read this Gemara, everyone always thought it was humorous. Says the Meiri, it's humorous. And that Lav Dafka, he was a Baal Basar, even the Rashi says that. Okay. Now, the Amshal Shlomo asks on the Rashbam, wait a minute. According to the Rashbam, what's the reason why Mesa Machmas Malach is Potter? What's the reason why Mesa Machmas Malach is Potter? Because when I come to you and I want to borrow your hammer, it's understood between the parties that if the hammer breaks while normal usage, I'm not going to bother you about that. What's the difference if it broke when I use it or broke when you? What's the difference? That's a svar why Mesa Machmas Malach is Potter. That svar doesn't apply here. You're sitting on the bench, I gave you the space on the bench and you broke it, I'm mochel. That doesn't apply here at all. Yeah?
By the same way. It's got a certain duty rating, whatever it is.
Right.
So if you have four guys sitting on, and they're just at the limit, and another guy comes along, so that's not, you know, again, that's misuse.
Right, so the answer is almost asking, just giving, letting a guy sit there is not equivalent of
it's not there for regular use.
Right.
Yeah. If you took a hammer and you smashed it into a brick wall, as opposed to banging a nail in, then you would be hired.
Right. So that's a value-laid answer, is that you're being mazik, but it's with rishos. Right, you're allowed to be mazik with rishos. Okay, listen to this. There's actually an entire siman in Shulchan Aruch. There's an entire siman in Shulchan Aruch that's called Chamisha Yashva Shafal Echad. Five people sitting on one bench. It's an entire siman. It's in Shin Pei Aleph. How do we paskin? Here we go. Chamisha Yashva Kisei. Five people sitting on a bench. V'lo Nishvar. Doesn't break. Uba Achman. The last guy comes. V'yashva Aleph and sits on it. V'nismach Aleph and he's leaning on it. V'lo Hinicham Lamo. Doesn't let anybody get up. Finishbar and it breaks. Afal pi shahaya roy lishbar behem kodem. Even though it could have broken anyway. Hoel, the car of Shvirato, since he caused it. Ha'achron chayev. The last guy's chayev. Why? Shari omrim lo. Because he could say, ilo the snachta. If he wouldn't have been leaning on us, hayinu omrim would have gotten up. Kodem shayishbar. Four broke. Vim yeshbu ke'echad vinishbar. And if they all sat down and it broke together, kulam chayavim. Unlike Rabbeinu, unlike the Rashbam, the Machaber paskins like Rabbeinu Tam. There's no such heter of Mesa Machmas Malacha. Right? V'chein kol kayotze b'zeh. All types of cases like this. We didn't think the Rabbeinu Tam made any sense. But it's exactly how the Machaber paskins. There's no heter of Mesa Machmas Malacha. We never would have said that. I'm ready to Machaber. Says the Ramah, that's only v'yesh omrim. V'stam safsvel hi sha'ula v'stam b'nei adam. It's sha'ula. It's borrowed. V'im nishbara tachtehen. Havi kemeisa machmas malacha upetur milushalem. It's a machlokas between the Machaber and the Ramah. Right? The Machaber says, we hold like Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramah holds like the Rashbam. Ella im kain hayoshvin heim mishunim ushmenim uchvedim. But if they're fat, if they're shumans, right? They're fatty and shmenim. Another way of saying fatty and kvedim, and they're heavy. Mishar b'nei adam, more than regular people. Then oz im yeshivu alecha biyachad v'nishra b'tachtein kulam chayavon l'shalem. Only if they're fat they're going to be chayiv. Why? That's not mesa machas malacha. Maybe that's what Ari Leib said. I'm not mochel.
Two are heavy and three are
weak. V'im yeshvu b'zeh achar zeh. And if they sit one after another, im, where is it? Im lo hayu nishberes b'lo yeshivu z'achmon hu levad chayiv l'shan. Fine. It's a machlokas. We're in a machab in the Ramah. It's a machlokas. How would you hold? Okay? Now, by the fat people, the Ramah says, then I agree with the machaber. But if it's regular people, I hold makes a machmas malacha. The machaber didn't mention the fat people. The rabbi, by the way, leaves out fat people also. So listen to the following child that was asked for Zilberstein. It's in the Olein L'Shabeach, Bamidbar, page Tuf Shin. You ready? The elevator only had about occupancy of four people. But five people shove in. So who's chayev? And then it breaks. So who's chayev? The shayla is either it's number five chayev or all five chayev. Right? Yeah, there's a sign on the elevator. Max and I can see four people. What do you mean? He sees four people in there. What are you doing coming in here? You can't fit more than five people. So, he says as follows. If somebody else pushed, this is very Othal Chiddush, if somebody else pushed the button and the elevator, now nobody had a chance to leave, then guy number five is Chayev. Well, only guy number five is Chayev. Why? Because nobody else was able to leave. So he basically is forcing them. He's like sitting on top of them. He's leaning against them. The Gemara says, if you lean against them, you're chayev. He's chayev. But if everybody says, hey, come on in, there's plenty of room in this elevator. The sign, don't worry about that sign. They're so crazy, those rules. Come on in. Doesn't mention anything about being overweight. Then they're all going to have to share it. Which I think it's amazing how you get from the Gemara.
But that's pashut.
What? Yeah, I thought it was pashut.
No, it's pashut because they're actively being mishadosh. If they would have told the Baal Buster to come over and sit on the chair, and they allowed him to do it, and it wasn't...
Right, so he says even more. He says if one of the four presses the button, then only the guy who presses the button is chayev.
Because
he should have walked out. He should have said, you can't come in, or I'm leaving now. I'm not going to have this elevator break on my head. But no, the guy walks in, he presses the button, he's chayev.
The guy should have protested and said, we're going to break the elevator.
Right.
That's the kid. It's not the last guy in.
It's the guy who presses the button.
The guy closed the door and said, let's go.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm late for
it. Right, okay. Then he says, what if he pressed it, but somebody else did it? That's Torahiyah. Okay, fine. Okay, I had to spend time on this. Okay, yeah.
When did the Mark say, mention his name? When did he say, Baal Buster? What's the thing? When did the Zerari get that?
Yeah? So I can tell you one thing. The Chavetz Chaim once met somebody. This is a very, very Musadik of what I saw in Rav Pincus. The Chavetz Chaim once met somebody who had once seen the Gra. And he said to the Gra, and he said to the Chavetz, and the Chavetz Chaim said to the guy, you once saw the Gra? What did the Gra look like? And he said, the Gra was a Baal Basar. And the Chavetz Chaim scratched his head. How could the Gra be a Baal Basar? He never ate. The guy never ate. How could he have been a Baal Basar? So Rav Pincus, and he was scratching his head, the Chavetz Chaim. How could the Gra have been a Baal Basar? He never, you know his schedule? The guy, he didn't eat the meal. He was like a malach. He didn't eat. How can it be a Baal Basar? So Rav Pincus uses that story to prove that there's such a concept of that the Ruchnius and the Gashmius work as one. And someone who has a tremendous amount of Ruchnius affects his Gashmius. And therefore, the Gra learned so much Torah, he became overweight from learning Torah. That's not for the stratosphere. That's not for us. That's for the people on the Gra's level. But I thought... Deep down, we all know that's a true statement, even though we can't understand why. Deep down, we all know it's true. That's what I can tell you here. Okay? That's the Musar of the Hashkafa from today. Right? It's not necessary. Yeah, if someone's eating all day long and he's overweight, that's a negative thing, no question about it. So about him, you could say it wasn't a negative thing. It's not negative to say that the Gra was about busted. The Gra never ate. Next. Now the Gemara says... Oh my goodness, we have to move. Now the Gemara says, Vesuleka, there are no other cases of someone doing most of the work and then the last guy being chayiv. Vo'ikah. What about the following case? Hadatanya, hiko asar b'nei adam, be'eser maklos. 10 people hit somebody with 10 sticks. whether it's all at one shot or whether it's one after another, umeis, and he dies, kulam peturin, everybody's potter. Says Rashi, why is everybody potter? Because we don't know who the murderer, we don't know who did it. We don't know who caused the misa. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir Omar b'zeachazeh ha'acharon chayiv. The last guy is chayiv. Why? B'bnei shekir ves misaso. He causes death to happen sooner. So what do you see? According to Yehuda ben Beseir, you have another case. 9 people bring him to the brink of death. 10 guys finishes him off. 10th guy is chayiv misa. So the Gemara answers, b'katal lo kamari. No, we're not talking about misa. We're not damaging, not killing. V'bayseima or b'plugsa lo kamari. We're not talking about machlokasim. We're not talking about arguments. Below, v'okim and deloker rebbe, v'loker deloker kerabon, v'okim and deloker rebbe. But we said, yeah, we're not holding like rebbe before. And I'm an alim. We said we're not holding like rebbe. So he says, yeah, deloker rebbe, kerabon and makminan. Yeah, not like rebbe to hold like the rabbanon. We'll do that because we pass like the rabbanon. But makminan kerabud ben beseira v'lo rabbanon lo makminan. Both kerabud ben beseira and ignore the rabbanon who we do pass like. That we're not going to mention such a case. Next, we'll start it at least. Chafni b'tashlume nizko. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah said that you're chayev to pay tashlume nizko, the money to the victim. So the Gemara says, chafti b'nizko lokatani. It doesn't say you're chayev to the nezek. It says, el tashlume nizko. You have to pay the nezek. What does that mean? Tanin lohotan rabbanan, tashlume nizko. You pay him, malame, you know what that means? Shabailim metaplim b'nevela. The Baal, the victim, is stuck with the corpse, right? Reuben's ox gores Shimon's ox. Now, a live ox is worth $1,000. A dead ox is worth $50. You'll sell it to the butcher. So to the geisha butcher, right? So it's meat, it's something, it's hide. It's worth $50. So you owe the guy $1,000? No. You owe him $950. Why? Because mace is worth $50. The victim has the responsibility to take care of the corpse, of the dead animal, and sell it how he wants, and you owe him the rest. Menahani mili. How do you know such an idea? Amr of Amid Amar Kra, the pasuk says, "Namake nefesh behemah yishalmenu." It says, if you make nefesh behemah, if you kill a behemah, yishalmenu. I'll take yishalmenu. Don't read it yishalmenu. You should pay. Ella yashli menu. Make him whole. Listen, a dead animal still worth something, so he gets to keep that. Now you make him whole. Rav Kana Amar Hacha, different pasuk. The pasuk's talking about a shomer sachar. And if you say in Tarf Yitrof, if you say, listen, I rented this animal from you, and a wolf came and ripped it up and killed it. So then, Yiviyehu ate a trefa. Bring it, witnesses after that's what happened. Well, you shall him. You don't have to pay. That's a freak accident. You wouldn't have to pay for that. So the Gemara says, a trefa you shall him. Trefa atzmalo you shall him. For the trefa itself, you don't have to pay. So the fact that it's killed, you don't have to pay for that. Chizki amar mihacha. Another pasuk. Vahameis yielo. That it says the vahameis, the dead body yielo belongs to him. Lenizik. It means it belongs to the nizik. You say it belongs to the nizik. Maybe it's the mazik. You can't say impossible. My lo kachoya. Why is that impossible? If the nevela had to belong to the mazik and pay the nizik a full value, it should have said shor tachas shor. That's it. An ox for an ox. Ma mezi yelo lomali. Why don't you mezi yelo shmamina lenizik? Right, that's teaching me even now. Why don't I need three psukim? It's like 1 minute. But you need three psukim. Because the Rechmano Maka Behem Yishalmenu had it only said Maka Behem Yishalmenu Mishum Dol Shchiach. That's very unusual for a person to kill an animal. That's very unusual. Therefore, I would have said that is his responsibility. It's such a far fetched case. I will trade for the Shchicha, but a trade is very normal for that to happen for the wolf to kill the animal. Ika Emola. I would say no. Shchicha. That's why it said that one. Yes, mean on trade. If it only said trade for Mishum Dememela, I didn't do that. It happened by itself. The wolf did that. But when I kill an animal with my yadayim, amalo, I might have said, no, it's my responsibility, it's the mazik's responsibility. Kamashlo, not true. Hani tarti, hamishum dolo shchicha, one's not shchiach, hamishum de memela, and one happens by itself. I would have said, no, that's the mazik's responsibility, therefore it's not true. Veshminen hamesi yelo, if it only would have said hamesi yelo, mishum de memona, kamazik. That's your money's doing damage. Avol hacha, but over here the begufa mazik, where you yourself are causing the damage. Aim alo, I would say it's not the nizik's responsibility; it's the mazik's. Kamash tricha. Therefore, I need all three cases. So therefore, and we'll continue with this tomorrow. That the nizik has the responsibility of taking care of the corpse. Everyone have a very good day.